Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you for joining another edition of Sunday Sounds. He's back off his jollies.
Yes.
Hello there. You're looking very brown. You're almost blended into the wall.
Look at them arms.
Yeah, I know. Look at them. I look like a not brown like you.
You've been living underground.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to you. Welcome to the listener. Welcome to Scott.
It's good to be on moist English soil.
Yeah, you've certainly brought the weather back with you, although I think we had a heat wave while you were away anyway.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, 10 days in Malta. Beautiful, mate.
Bloody lovely.
Simply lovely.
Yeah. Well, if you've not forgotten to talk, so that's good, so we should be all right today.
No, I made no effort whatsoever to speak any Maltese.
Oh, okay.
Nothing at all. I don't know. Hello, bye-bye. Is it a word? I mean, I know it's a word. Is it a language?
Yeah.
Maltese, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Oh,
everyone speaks English over there.
Just let them do it. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us. This is your home of the home of your new soundtrack. We play the best music, and we've got another six belters today. We've got music from Lime Garden, who was your pick of the week this week.
Yes. Yeah. So if anyone's wondering why at least one of the six picks of previous weeks has been exceptional, it's my work.
Thank you very much. We've got the Crooks, Healer, the Portland, Velvet Tuxedo and Park Drive. So a pretty varied selection this week, I would say. It would be remiss of me not to wish you a happy belated birthday, because you had a big birthday while you were away in Malta, didn't you?
I did. The couple looked after the kids, so we could go out for a fancy Japanese meal.
Nice.
Normally I don't like Japanese.
I was going to say,
rubbish.
Yeah.
But we went for the taster menu, went adventurous, and they're all like...
Well, I think you do like Japanese, you just don't like sushi. Is that correct?
Possibly.
Yeah. Because a la carte is different to sushi.
There were lots of weird stuff, and I just embraced it, and it was delicious.
Marvellous, yeah.
Yeah. Then we went on a speedboat as well.
Maybe they won that on Bullseye.
yeah. But anyway, it was a good break, good birthday.
Good, and of course, just before you went away, we had a surprise do for your birthday, which miraculously we managed to keep it a secret for what felt like an absolute age. But yeah, we got away with it, didn't we, I think?
Yeah, absolutely got away with it. I had no idea.
It was a great party. It was a great party.
When I walked into the venue and I saw two of my friends' wives.
Still didn't give it away.
No, I was like, what are you doing here? They looked a bit alarmed thinking back, but I didn't realise.
Well, nobody wanted to go to the bar because we thought, well, if you walk in...
Well, you never do anyway, do you?
No.
Oh, lads. Sorry.
And we had a nice barbecue as well, which some of the scumbags from not invited to the party were getting in on. But, yeah.
I did go and say to them, I said, I know you're not part of this party, this is my do. But when I was your age, I'd have exactly done the same. I still wouldn't at my age. But I said, just get fill your boots, lads.
Yeah. Well, it was a really good do. And actually, I went to meet our longtime friend of the show, Carlton Maloney of RGM Infamy, at the hotel he was staying at with his wife. And unbelievably, you phoned me just as I got there, trying to sneak a quick pint in before you were going off for this fictitious meal with Claire. And I was like, he's ringing me, what's he ringing me for? Anyway, I came out and Carl was saying, oh, have you spun some more web of lies? I'm like, yeah, I think I've got away with it. But yeah, no, it was good.
Can always tell me you're lame.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it.
Don't bother.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, everyone knows it. Yeah. I want to give a couple of shout-outs as well. Long-time friend of the show, Mr. Sean Ward. People just call him Sean, generally. Also, Wayne and Simon from the Beer House. I was actually in the Beer House. I can't remember which England game it was. I think it was Panama. And he actually put on, he controls the music, they let him control the music. And do you know what he put on? He put on So Good, Orange Juice and Milk.
Oh.
Yeah, one that we played a few weeks ago. Yeah. Because I was looking around going, sure, you know, I didn't expect that to come on, and Simon's got the phone there, so yeah.
What? Yeah. Have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Yeah. Very good.
Well, they've missed us because you've been off for we've had a week off because you've been on your jollies. We've missed two Sundays, haven't we?
So, yeah. It broke my heart to do that, but
yeah,
a little bit.
Well, it'll be me next. I'm going to Fort Aventura, so yeah. Mm. Mm. Maybe we'll have to start going on holiday together so that this doesn't happen.
But that has happened before, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was during COVID, I think, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah.
But
good times had my all.
What else have we got on the show, Luke?
Well, of course, we've got Guest of the Year, and you're doing it this week.
Oh, I'm batting, aren't I? Yes.
You are indeed.
And as per usual, it's slightly different again.
Oh, they've rebadged it, you fool.
No, I'm not rebadged. What have you done now? You can not change the badge.
Right,
just
don't tell me.
Anyway,
okay. Well, you can play along at home. Scott will reveal the first clue, and he'll drip feed them throughout the show. So take us on a trip down memory lane. But for the first song of the show,
first up, Lime Garden. Yeah, we saw these at Get Together Festival a few weeks back. I've been listening to them a lot previous to that, and they were a fantastic band. Although the sound wasn't really great at Get Together, but they're playing Crook Social Club in. I don't know, I should have wrote it down. Probably October. So the sound's exceptional there, so I'm really looking forward to that. And they've literally just been played on Radio 1 this week, so they must be getting traction.
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
Is that the word?
Yeah, I would say so.
This one is called 23.
Could you turn the music up a teeny bit so I can fucking let loose?
It's 17, I had the world in my hands, and I'm 23, I just lost it. Something about the fact I'm losing my edge, I'm getting further away from a profit. So just try me on for size. I know I'm getting slightly wide. Don't come for me, not like that, cause I'm coming around. Yeah, it's coming around. At 23, I had the world in my hands, and at 24, I just lost it. Something about the fact I'm further away from when I started out, I'm here for it. So I cry. I just lost it. But then you think back about how clueless you were, and how not being alive is a profit. So I try to breathe at night, holding close the ones that get me high. Don't come for me, not like that, cause I'm coming around. It's coming around. Yeah, I'm coming around.
Yeah, Lime Garden with 23 there from Brighton originally. And they released their debut album One More Thing in 2024, and the new one is out this year, maybe not tonight. But yes, you talked about playing Crook Social Club. It's on the 8th of October.
I said October, that was a bit of a guess, but
yeah,
good.
Well, you said a few weeks ago that you'd booked it for October, so...
Yeah, but you know, I could have said it an hour ago and I still wouldn't have remembered.
Yes.
But yeah, I got it right for once.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that one. And they've got quite a lot coming up. At the end of July, they're doing Latitude Festival. And then their tour for the new album is taking place throughout the month of October. And then they're playing San Francisco at the end of October as well. So if you like them, in Sheffield, you could always just take a trip over there and go and see him in San Francisco. Be all right, wouldn't it?
I think I might. I won't.
No, I'll be doing that. Lovely. Yeah, good start to the show. Thank you for picking that one, Scott.
My pleasure. I hope you all enjoyed it at home, whatever you're doing right now.
Indeed. Listening to us, obviously.
Well, you know, you could be gardening or trampolining.
Oh, yeah. It's been good gardening weather, although the weeds are back in force. Anyway. Right. Shall we kick off Guess the Year?
If we may.
Go on, then.
Right, okay, as you know, it's a series of clues in between songs, and at the end we pull it out, the answer, that is.
You actually got last shows, you guessed 1994 correctly. First correct one of for a while.
Was it 4 years off the week before, 4 weeks off?
We've both been quite far off, but you got it on the head last time.
Well, I'll excuse you for getting this one a bit more than 4 years off.
Right, okay. That's a good start.
Yeah, clue one. Guess the year. This is the year that Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin.
Oh, Jesus.
At St. Mary's Hospital, London.
Oh, yeah. Right. So I'm going
so
back
you're going to
have
to cast your memory back a bit on that one.
Well, yeah, all right. I'm casting my memory back to GCSE history. Okay,
because there's no rules to say how far you have to.
But I thought you'd at least be sensible with it.
It's just a one off. We're just trying something different. It might prove very popular.
What were we saying? Fleming penicillin, is it?
Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin at St. Mary's Hospital, London.
Okay, so if there's any historians listening to the show, they might have got that straight away. I will need more clues.
Well, there's some good clues. So they're not just all weird after that one.
Excellent. I remember I said, is it going to be a World Cup year? And you went, not quite. Bloody nowhere near. Bloody nowhere near. Okay, all right. Thank you for that, Scott.
My pleasure.
Marvellous, right. Okay, hopefully you're doing better than I'm at home. Right, next band of the day.
When I saw you were playing these, I thought it was the band Madness with the new song, The Crooks. But
you switched it round.
The wrong way around.
Yeah, you've got it the wrong way around. Yeah, The Crooks, these are from Chesy Vegas, Chesterfield, formed in 2019. And this one is, as Scott's already alluded to, Madness.
I fell in love with a city.
And that was Madness from The Crooks. And they've got a few things coming up later on in the year. They're playing Dead Wax in Birmingham in September. And then into London at 229, Audio in Glasgow. And then in October, they're playing Night and Day in Manchester and Lending Room in Leeds. So plenty of opportunity to go and see them. I'm sure they'll be doing something a little bit nearer to us at some point in the future. Mm. Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, they've got some good bands. Chesterfield, haven't they? Rosa Docks, I think, were from Chesterfield as well.
Are they? I thought they were from Sheffield.
No, Rosa Docks is Chesterfield, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, we played Preston Bird. He's from Chesterfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just released another new one as well, so I might have to give him a spin in the next next few weeks. Yes.
Jolly good. Yeah, I like it. Two good strong starts there.
Yep, still to come. Park Drive, Velvet Tuxedo, The Portland and Healer. But if you would be so kind, Scott, I would like another clue, please.
Oh, pull another one out then.
How many clues have you got this week, by the way?
Four.
Four, yeah, okay. I know you like to shortchange me.
So I don't want to do too much work.
Yeah.
So, first clue, penicillin got worked out. No, hang on. Clue two, Walt Disney releases the classic Steamboat Willie on IMAX. But I don't know, actually, that would be made up, that last part.
No.
It wasn't on IMAX.
No.
But Walt Disney released the classic Steamboat Willie.
I've never heard of that.
Shut up.
I've never heard of it. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, that's that very early animation. They're just driving a boat. Black and white, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I've never seen it. Did he do Snow White and all that? Or was it Cinderella? I always get them mixed up.
Yeah, they were one that the first one, weren't it, that were on something.
1930 something or other.
I bet 90% of the people listening will have heard of Steamboat Willie.
I've never heard of it and I've never seen it.
Oh, well, that's not much of a clue for you then.
No, not at all. They're getting harder. It's ridiculous, this.
It's just to give you a ballpark. You just got to get as close as you can.
Thanks, mate. Lovely.
Okay, I think the fourth clue will be help you.
Will it tell me the year? Because at the moment, it's feeling a bit unlikely.
I might do it as an anagram.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, lovely. Marvellous. Okay, so guess the year Fleming invented... Well, he didn't invent it, did he, really? He discovered it.
I did say discovered.
Got it worked out. Yeah, yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
And Steamboat Willie, whatever that is, was created...
I'm going to show you a video of Steamboat Willie.
All right, yeah, let's do it during the next song.
Not now.
No, obviously. It'd be no fun for anybody else, that. Next band. These are Healer. They're from the wonderful part of the world, Grimsby. In Lincolnshire.
Not Chesterfield.
Not Chesterfield this time, no. But they're quite anthemic, and they're often compared to bands like The Police and Kings of Leon. So I think we'll like these. Have you listened to this one already? I know you've been on holiday.
I haven't listened to this one yet.
I think you'll like them. They're really good. This one is Save You. That was Save You, the new single from Healer. Yeah, I enjoyed that one. And they've got some pretty decent... You like a bit of merch, don't you?
I love a bit of merch.
Yeah, I love it, mate.
Have you got some merch?
Well, not on me, but I'm just saying Healer have got some. Yeah. So, yeah, go and check them out. No gigs coming up at the moment, but I'm sure they will have something.
Got Steve on vocals, Dave and Kirk on guitars, Tony on bass and Jazz on drums. Just off the top of my head.
You've done your research.
Yeah, but they've been on BBC Music introducing and amazing radio stuff like that. And now,
well, the pinnacle. Yeah, the pinnacle.
They've climaxed.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh dear. You like to throw a curveball in, don't you? What did you say the other show? I'm not going to repeat it. Anyway, something about football deep into the World Cup or something. Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking to you about something that you've said previously. I didn't expect you to remember. Anyway, talking about football deep into the World Cup, it's the World Cup still. And
It's going on a bit, isn't it?
It is. Well, I mean, FIFA have knackered it up, haven't they? So they've expanded it to 48 teams this year, which means that there's some right dross got through, even though Italy have still not qualified, so... Maybe not all dross, but the likes of, you know, the likes of Curaçao and Haiti.
Is that how you say it? Curaçao?
That's right, isn't it?
Well, it probably is. I just didn't know how to say it. Oh. I thought it was like Curaçao or something. Or I don't know. I just didn't know.
Oh, no, I've been.
You've been?
I've been.
Where is it? Africa?
No, it's Caribbean island.
Oh.
Went on that cruise, yeah.
And you look at this, like doing radio with Richard Branson or something.
Well, or a bit younger.
Or a wealth,
yeah.
I'm more, think more of the wealth than the looks, to be honest.
Mm.
But
Curaçao, yeah. We've got a bottle of it in the cupboard. From Curaçao, actually. Actually got it from Curaçao.
A bottle of what?
Curaçao. It's that blue liquor cocktail syrupy thing. Yeah. Never opened it. It's been in there for...
Never going to open it.
Never going to use it.
What's that on? Alan Partridge.
It's
got to be in it.
Yeah. There's a lot of dross qualifying, and it's easier. It's not only is it easier to qualify, easier to get through the group, but unfortunately Scotland didn't manage it, and they crashed out in the group stage, having beaten Haiti but lost to Morocco and of course Brazil. Didn't really turn up against Brazil, and Steve Clarkson's resigned. But your pick of the World Cup, Netherlands, or one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Sadly lost, well not sadly, is what it is, they lost to Morocco, who knocked Scotland out. Well, beat them in the group stage anyway.
You say my pick, but it was also that German...
Yes, it was, yeah. So the German mathematician who correctly predicted 3 World Cup winners in a row suggested or predicted that the Netherlands would win this year's World Cup, but obviously it's not happened, so...
But the Portugal was the other one.
Portugal was the one that they said would beat, they'd beat in the final, so there's still a chance that could happen. But yeah... an interesting World Cup, but there's a lot of things that people don't like in this World Cup. One, the expanded format. Two, that they're using head-to-head in the groups. So, effectively, teams that had not won a game coming into the third fixture had nothing to play for at all. And the hydration breaks. What do you make of the hydration breaks?
Well, occasionally it can work in your favour, can't it? But I think overall, especially when it's an air-conditioned stadium at 21 degrees.
Well, they had one during the England game. And it was something like 20 degrees.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
No, I think if it's exceptionally high, then there's an argument to say
it's
for health and safety. But if a sports person can't run about occasionally for 45 minutes...
Well, people have said it's the Americans cashing in, because it means that they can, you know, like the Super Bowl show and the adverts during the Super Bowl, it's the most expensive slot in American television for commercials. It's the same thing with the World Cup. They're playing adverts basically over the hydration breaks. We're not in the UK because there are strict rules about how many adverts you can have during any given hour, according to Ofcom. So we're just having Ian Wright or, you know, somebody in the ITV, whoever that is, talking nonsense for a couple of minutes while they have a drink.
Right.
But yes, they're cashing in, basically, is what some people are saying.
Sounds about right for them. It's all about the dollar.
Yeah, exactly that.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, I think it. I think the other game, the England game against Congo.
Dr. Congo.
It sort of switched us. It worked in our favour, that one.
Yeah, well, people are saying we're struggling with the weather, but we're going to struggle with the altitude when we play at the Azteca against Mexico. And, you know, it doesn't really matter how many weeks you go before, you're not going to acclimatise with not that much time, are you? So it could be difficult for us.
And I think Mexico have only lost twice at that ground since it's been built. So it's not very... I think Are you going to watch it 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I'll be in Fort Aventura watching it. Yeah. So yes, yeah. I think we'll have to have a siesta in the afternoon. You know, have a meal, and then have a few drinks and watch it somewhere. Yeah, there's a Scottish bar, so that might be quite fun to watch it in there. But all the Scottish will have the Mexico shirts on. Although yeah. Not much fun if we lose. Thinking about it. Yeah. Will you be watching it, Scott Brady?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find out whether the site that I'm working on is going to... It could just show up.
You've got to be up early for real work, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, even the games in Malta, because we're an hour ahead, so it was starting at 11 o'clock, Panama.
Yeah.
That started at 11 o'clock.
One. Oh, it was 10 for us.
Yeah.
God, I've been out all day for that and still somehow managed to watch the game. No idea. Don't remember much of the game, to be honest.
But at 11 o'clock, I can't be bothered to watch it, so I just went to bed.
Well, fair enough. The government are talking about extending the licence hours for pubs beyond what they've already extended, so that, you know, because the game could go on beyond 3 o'clock if it goes to extra time, penalties and all the rest of it, so...
Do you know Is it a similar... They ought to do a similar thing like the Eurovision Song Contest. Do you know, like, it's always on at the same time for us?
Yes.
But even if it's Eastern European country that's hosting it, they must have to do it
around us
really late for it to be our time. Is that how it works? I'm asking.
It's always the same time. But Australia have been part of the Eurovision Song Contest for a while, so if they ever won, I don't know what they'd have to do with that. But Canada as well they've joined the EBU and will be partaking in the Eurovision Song Contest from next year. So
why?
I don't know.
Right,
to be
okay.
honest. Yeah.
Surely they have to change the name to a global song contest.
Yeah, well, I think Russia and some of the Eastern European and kind of Eastern Asian countries have their own, because Russia got chucked out of ours, so they joined their own one. So I can't remember what that one's called. But have it ended up on Eurovision from this, anyway?
Well, because that it entered my head about the ought to move.
I just hope we haven't lost any subscribers. If you're not already, you can be following us wherever you get your podcasts, by the way. Please do, so you never miss a show. Should we have a bit of The Portland?
But only if we can play the underside.
Go on then, it's a deal.
Shabba.
Stuck it on my shelf, the outside. Oh, she likes the view from mine. I won't get up to see the sunrise. The crowds just roll on by. My window pane is all the scuffs, the rain and the sounds outside. To see the light,
That was The Underside by The Portland. Enjoyed them. They're from Wickford in Essex. They've been going since 2023. What did you make of that, Scott?
I like them a lot. I like them a lot. A bit like an Arctic Monkeys-y sort of style to them. I think.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
A young band.
Young band?
Yeah, a young four-piece from Peterborough.
Oh, do you know what? I realise I've just read the wrong link entirely there.
Ah.
So, not to give anything away too much, but there will be a band that we'll be playing later that were formed in 2023. And that's Park Drive. So stay tuned for them. They are actually from Wickford in Essex. Yeah, I enjoyed The Underside by The Portland. Sorry for getting that wrong.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't matter to me anyway.
All right, thanks,
I'm
mate.
I'm sure they will be.
You're very forgiving.
But,
yeah, I hope not. Yeah, they are indeed from Peterborough. Check those out on Instagram and Facebook for any upcoming gigs. Nothing scheduled at the moment, but enjoyed that one, so I wanted to get that on. Right, hopefully I won't make any more mistakes for Guess the Year. Although at the moment I haven't got a clue, so can you just refresh?
I haven't got a clue at all.
Nothing. Oh, Scott did show me Steamboat Willie, by the way. I've seen it before. It's just...
told you.
Couldn't remember it. I always thought that was Mickey Mouse. Is that where Mickey Mouse came from? Because he does look like him.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Walt Disney was kind of Mickey Mouse.
That was Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Oh, it was Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, right. We should have...
I don't know where the Willie came from. I just presume that was... Steamboat Mickey would have been a better name, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would actually.
Unless maybe, the boat's called Willie. Steamboat Willie.
Maybe it was cousin.
Don't know.
So,
anyway.
Reminders of the two initial useless clues.
Penicillin found Steamboat Willie film. Clue three. clue three. Right, this one is probably not going to help you much. Louis Armstrong dropped the club anthem West End Blues, which, as you will know, is the most important jazz recording ever made, helping define modern jazz phrasing and soloing. What are you shaking your head at? Surely that must have helped.
I don't know it.
No, to be honest, I don't know it.
Oh, either. Right.
It's a jazz anthem from yesteryear.
Excellent.
Not yesteryear, yesteryear.
Thank you
so
very much.
So, West End Blues, Louis Armstrong, Walt Disney classic, Steamboat Willie was released into the wild. If you've got a posh telly, probably not in them days. What would it be played on? Cinemas?
Radio.
Radio? How can you put a film on a radio?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the jazz thing again.
Right.
No, they must have had some cinemas.
Cinemas, theatres.
Yeah, like a cine camera.
What
and all
they call
that.
Them? What they call them? The mold...
Cine camera? The
no,
flicks?
No, I mean at cinemas. What the mold old cinema
films?
The films, yeah.
Show house? Picture show. House.
Picture house! Yeah, anyway. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
it. I couldn't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and penicillin got discovered. So, I'm not expecting you to get exact year here. It's just...
Neither am I.
Get a feeling for
yeah,
it.
Okay.
And if you get as close, just get close as you can.
Well, I hope this hasn't ruined it for you, the listener at home.
The next one, it'll be better, I promise. Yeah. The final clue will be better. But before the final clue, I've got a band that I've listened to quite a bit called The Velvet Tuxedo.
Yeah, these are a little bit different. They're very kind of garage psyche. They're from Hull, but they blend kind of 60s-themed rock... psychedelia and R&B, so they make it feel a little bit more modern. I think you'll enjoy this one. This is Third Eye.
Heavy film, the almighty.
Third Eye by Velvet Tuxedo. I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Very, that's probably the most different one, I would say.
Yeah.
But our good friends at RGM like that. Carl actually did an interview with them, so you can check that out on rgm.press. Carl actually said he was blown away by them when he saw them. So, praise indeed. They have got a gig in Hull, as they say, in Hull, at the New Adelphi Club on October the 3rd. What else has happened in October the 3rd?
No, not Langdon.
No. Oh, I think it's one of the bands that we enjoyed are playing. I think it's Swim School. Are they playing that gig in Eindhoven?
Oh.
Yeah. No, we won't be going. But also,
I forget you've got one of them things called a memory.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a calendar. I've got one of those.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll also be performing alongside Glasgow-based band Helicon for an evening hosted by the Adelphi's Psych Night. So, yeah, if you fancy going and watching them at the New Adelphi Club in Hull in October, you've got ample time to sort your tickets out.
But yeah, it's apparently that 60s freak beat. Have you ever heard of that for a genre?
No, I've got that in my notes, but I didn't read it because I didn't know that was a thing.
Well,
it's a bit like, what did you say about Eves Wilder? The shoegazing.
Yeah, I listened to the album today.
Oh, very good.
From start to finish. I like it. Eves Wilder, not Velvet Tuxedo.
Well, we do like them as well.
Yes.
But I know you really like Eves Wilder.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go back and listen to one of her latest singles, it might not be the latest single anymore, but you can go back and listen to one of our previous shows when you were, that was your pick of the week that week, I seem to remember.
Yes, yeah. Yes it was.
Marvellous, right. So, we've had three clues so far for Guess the Year. Fleming discovered penicillin. Steamboat Willie came out in the picture houses across the world. And Louis Armstrong dropped West End Blues, apparently quite important jazz record.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I have my fourth?
I've read several magazines about that.
Yeah.
All about jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz. Okay, yeah. Just in case you didn't get it. Right, clue four coming up. Are you ready?
Brace yourself,
sunshine.
All right.
Because this is a belter.
Go on then.
The Summer Olympics football tournament was held in Amsterdam, which was the last major international football tournament before the FIFA World Cup started.
Ah.
There you go. See, I told you. There you go.
Before the FIFA World Cup started. So the first World Cup was in... Oh, God. I was looking at this when I was doing my Guess of the Year, because I picked a World Cup year and I thought, shall I pick an early one? Right, I'll have to have a think about that.
Okay.
Should we have the final song of the show and then I will try and surmise an answer?
Yes, please.
Go on.
This is... Are you listening? Because this is Park Drive Chase. Give it a whirl.
Chase, the new one from Park Drive, and if you were listening earlier, you will know that they're from Wickford in Essex and they were formed in 2023 because I knackered it up earlier when I was talking about the Portland. But yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Couple of brothers.
Yeah. Kind of, if you throw, what, Kasabian, Oasis, Pulp, Arctic Monkeys into the mix, kind of similar.
Yeah, Britpop inspired itself. Yeah, yeah. I was a huge Britpop fan.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. Their debut single was released in 2024, Follow Me, and they've got a few gigs coming up. They're playing Elephant's Head in London on July the 17th, so not far away for that one. Deaf Institute in Manchester, July the 24th. That's Tramlines weekend. Then they're coming to Sheffield on the 1st of August. They're playing Network, which is the plug for those in the know that remember it. Exchange in Bristol, the Dublin Castle in London, and then Hyde Park Book Club in Leeds. So you can head to their website or see tickets if you want to catch them. Yeah.
Jolly good
indeed.
So we've got no more songs?
We haven't got any more songs, unfortunately.
Should we watch a bit more Steamboat Willie?
I think unless it's going to help me understand what the year is, I think not.
Well, the beginning part of the video I showed you did have the date on, but I covered that with my thumb.
With your massive thumb, yeah.
Alright. You know, I've got a complex about that.
Me hooks. Before we end the show, it'd be stupid of us not to finish Guess the Year, because we've been doing it for the last hour. Just remind the listeners and myself of the four clues, please, sir.
Will do, sir. Clue one, this is the year Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin at St. Mary's Hospital, London. Clue two, Walt Disney released the classic Steamboat Willie. Clue three, Louis Armstrong released West End Blues, a jazz classic, apparently. Clue four, the Summer Olympics football tournament was held in Amsterdam, which was the last major international football tournament before the FIFA World Cup started.
Was it the first FIFA World Cup?
Yeah, before it started.
Right. Okay, so are we saying it was... Could it have been the same year as the World Cup?
Well, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just fishing now. All right, well, I think I'm going to have to say, although it feels too early for me, but I'm going to guess at 1938.
You're 10 years out.
10 years?
1928.
1928? Yeah. There weren't a World Cup that early, were they?
No, there was one in 1930, the first one.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Oh! I was just reaching for the beat machine there.
Yeah, okay.
I hope you did better than that awful guess. I thought you'd get the penicillin.
10 years away?
Yeah.
Rhubarb.
It's acceptable, though, for the going back that far into history.
Yeah, well, if there's any historians listening, I'm sure you got it at home. Anyway, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you to all the great bands that we've played. Welcome back, Scott. It's been great to sit alongside you and do another fantastic edition of Sunday Sounds.
Thank you very much. And is it next week we've got the...
It is. Big one.
Goody, goody, goody.
So, you won't want to miss next week's show. This is the Tramline special, so... It'll be slightly different. There won't be any Guess the Year, but you will have me doing that the show after, and I'm going to make it as hard as I can for you, not for the listener. So there's going to be more music. It's going to be a bumper edition. It's going to be everything you need to get you geared up for Tramline, so don't miss it. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Scott. And until next time...
All of the very best. Yield up the night time.
tomorrow's kids are many dreams away. The stars are flying, your candle's dying. Yield up the darkness to old John. Yield up the darkness to old John. Both man and master in the night are one. All things are equal when the day. The slave and free man all find their comfort in old John. All find their comfort in old John. Now as you sleep, the dreams come winging through. The hawks of morning cannot harm you here. Sleep is your river, float on forever, and for your boat. Choose old John, and for your boatman, choose old John.
Comment allez-vous? anything.